Finance Minister Mohammad Aurangzeb has stated that there has been a significant reduction in interest rates and, in his opinion, there is room for further reduction. In a press conference held in Islamabad, he said that economic stability had been achieved in the country, which is crucial for economic development. He also noted significant improvements on the external front, with remittances expected to exceed $36 billion this year. The finance minister mentioned that exports are also increasing, and by the end of June, the country's foreign exchange reserves will reach $13 billion. He added that there are no difficulties in opening letters of credit, LCs, or transferring profits by companies abroad. On the domestic front, inflation has significantly decreased. Mohammad Aurangzeb further said that the reduction in inflation should be passed on to the public, and the Economic Coordination Committee, ECC, is taking measures to address inflation. The ECC has been closely monitoring inflation and has implemented new measures to control it. He also commented on the significant reduction in interest rates, stating that there is still room for further reduction. Reports from PwC and the Overseas Chamber of Commerce show increased investor confidence, with local investors also making investments and the stock market seeing an increase in investment. The finance minister reported that 870 billion rupees worth of purchases were made during Eid al-Fitr, compared to 720 billion rupees last year. He highlighted a 14% increase in cement production and a 40% increase in car sales, along with a 30% rise in motorcycle sales during the first half of the year. Regarding the International Monetary Fund, IMF, Mohammad Aurangzeb confirmed that a staff-level agreement had been reached, and Pakistan had achieved the IMF's structural benchmarks. He noted that this is the first time Pakistan has met these benchmarks, which included steps for national fiscal agreements and agricultural income tax collection.